There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along. And reminder, too, the phone number has not changed. Here it's 2026. It's always the same. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for your call or text. And if you want to leave us a talk back message, it's as easy as open up the FM Talk 106.5 app. Microphone icon right there on the front page. When you press that, lets you record a message, emails to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, this is good to have this conversation I've been wanting to have for a long time. When I saw the story pop up, I said, I need to get the horse's mouth, not saying you're a horse, Heath, but the horse's mouth on this. Heath and John, first of all, introduce yourselves.
Heath Hutchinson.
I'm Josh Lacoste.
Okay. You are, people go to the Facebook page and look in a conversation about Big Creek Lake. They're like, oh, I know those guys.
That's right. That's us.
And this is a couple things here. We'll talk about what's happened in the past over the year. But I want to talk about also starting off, Heath, what happened just last month. You go to Mobile County Commission meeting, right?
That's right.
And
yes, sir.
You go into it and you ask what of the commission?
I asked the commission to rescind their vote to vacate House Ferry Road.
Okay. And for people who don't realize, so House Ferry was connected, so it's a road, it's a public road,
right?
Public
highway,
yeah, pay as you go, public road. We right. all run House Ferry, but right. at the end of it, there where it would access the public boat launch, that section was shut down because the county, and I've learned a term here, vacated.
That's right,
yeah. Correct.
Malls entered a resolution asking them to vacate that 2,775 feet portion of that road to Malls, basically giving Malls that piece of property.
So basically saying, there's a public road here, but I want y'all to give me the public road. You won't have to take care of it, but I'm going to take it from y'all. Y'all give it to me.
Correct.
That's right. Yep.
So they did that, and that was a big discussion, a lot of consternation about that. When I saw you address county commission, and then what happened afterwards, I said, well, maybe there is something here that has some teeth. So you went to commission, you asked them to unvacate or whatever the right rescind the vacation.
That's right.
They said what?
They said we had to wait and see what happened with the Montgomery case where Malls
is suing the state.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Suing Chris Blankenship personally.
My buddy, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's right.
So, and we'll get to that in a second. So they said, well, we can't do anything about it. Then y'all look into this and a lawsuit gets filed. What, before Christmas sometime,
yeah,
right?
Day before Christmas Eve, 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we submitted it.
Lawsuit says what? In, language I can understand.
I got you.
Lawsuit says the wrong statute was used to give that road to Malls. So, in Alabama law, it is a void action. The county still owns that road.
Technically.
In the laws of Alabama.
Yeah, the way the laws are written.
So, they used the wrong
statute completely.
Because this is one of the things that, there's the law of it, but I remember so many out, that I live pretty close to Big Creek Lake, too, and people said, where are the public meeting? Where
right.
was the
public? That's what that statute helped with. It eliminated public meeting, all kinds of different firewalls to stop something like this from the public giving any uproar or anything about it.
Putting their two cents in.
Yeah.
So this, and using the vacation law, and y'all, we mean vacation, like leaving something. Y'all aren't going on vacation. The vacation law that they used was not the right one.
Correct. They used a vacation statute for like a subdivision or something like that for someone to build a subdivision and the road going into the subdivision. That's the statute they used. But because it's a public highway funded through taxpayer funds and, you know, the lake being a navigable body of water is also a public thoroughfare. Correct. So they tie together.
I want to get to that one. But just together, the road for somebody who hadn't, because so much of the news has been focused on the lake itself.
Right.
I get on here and wax about riparian rights and all that stuff all the time. We'll come back to that. But the physical road, y'all paved road, pay as you go, county road that Moss asked the county, and the county used the wrong ordinance to say, here you go, that's now private or belongs to the utility.
Regardless of the lake, the action was it was incorrectly done.
Right.
This is what I think is so very interesting. When I first talked to Heath about this, I said, this is finally something that I'm not happy with it either, but being not happy with something is not the law. This is the law.
Right. That's right. This is law.
Right. This is completely reversible. We were told for months that by the county that they couldn't undo what they done until I went to the county commission meeting and was actually in that formal meeting with them, asking them to take action. And that's when we learned from them, they actually said, hey, you know, if the county commission wanted us to do this, the attorney, Jay Ross, said, if the county commission wanted us to do this, I could do it. I could do it legally.
There's options.
There is ways to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So the so in asking in this lawsuit is against the county and Boss.
Right.
That's right.
Is what specific to this lawsuit, we'll get to the bigger picture, specific to the lawsuit, if you got what you wanted, what would happen?
It would get us to the boat ramp.
Yes.
Okay. So that section, the 2,000, I love that you know that off the top of your head.
2,775 feet.
These
men know what they're talking about. So that distance from where that fence and gate is now to the water would go back to being a public road.
Exactly.
Okay. So that is a very specific part of this battle. Get that. And I think this is interesting because you really have it kind of dead to rights on the law. Now the second part. So you get that. Now what happens when you get to the water's edge?
Well, we're at the boat ramp.
Yeah.
So it's...
You've accessed from a... And this is what I kept going on about Andy Ellsworth, y'all, and some of the things. I looked at it as a guy who figured out canoe floats, you know, through my decades here. If I could get on something on public and I could get off on public, not touch anybody's private property, I could do it.
Right.
And that was the laws of Alabama.
Right.
And he was accessing from public and never touching the bank and coming back out public. Same thing would be true if the water meets, here's a public road, ends at the water's edge, you've now accessed it publicly and you can go on it.
That's right.
Once again, nobody's asking, because I get this thrown at me on the text line, nobody's been asking for tramping across Ma's property.
No, exactly.
I mean, this is not about trespassing their property. It's about getting to the water.
Exactly. That's right.
At that point, you get to the water, then you have access. Well, I don't know. Because there's a boom get put up there? Because this is what happened. You know, you're coming in on Big Creek.
That was one of my worries.
I mean, do we go back to the same thing where the way I felt it, and I'm not an attorney before anybody starts suing me, but the way I feel it is you're on public water. You access publicly. He's coming down. You're coming down your kayaks. A boom went up that had not been there before.
Right.
Just putting a boom up doesn't say that you can't cross it. I can't just up and put a boom all across Pierce Creek or something like that and tell you can't go through there.
Right. Well, it's, you know, the booms are kind of like, seems to be a gray area. The county is supposed to keep those waterways free and clear of any obstructions. That's the county's responsibility.
That is their responsibility.
So at what point do we get there? Do we get to the point where the county requests them to remove them once it becomes accessible again? I don't know.
The Montgomery lawsuit where Malls is suing the DCNR. In that lawsuit, they say, we are the owners of the entire shoreline. They're trying to say they own everything around the lake, so therefore everything inside of that property zone is theirs.
Right.
If we get that road back into the county's possession, their claim is null and void.
Yeah. I mean, I think about this. It's going to have to be something to the Supreme Court, maybe, because the way I see this affects, if this is true, this affects so many other places because if I can
100%.
If I'm going to mention particular lakes in the river swamp, but if there's a lake there and all the land around that lake's owned privately, even the slough coming into it, both sides are private. I'm not going to step on anybody's land, touch it. If I come into that thing, even if they own the entirety of the shoreline, except for where the creek feeds in or slough feeds in, I got the right to go in there.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, so, you got properties north of there in the tributaries that they're people are privately owned, and they were told if they get in that creek that traverses through their property, and they end up in the lake, they can be considered trespassing.
And that's a big question, because if that is true here, what does that mean for people's public water rights, riparian rights across the state?
Exactly. Yes. Also, if Malls is able to get away with this claim of infrastructure, critical infrastructure, that the actual water that's a navigable body of water, right, according to the laws of Alabama, if they can get away by claiming it to be a critical infrastructure, what does that do years from now for people bank fishing on the causeway? Mm-hmm. You've got Austell right down the water from where people launch boats and all that. They have military contracts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It has implications way more than Big Creek Lake.
Well,
I've heard one of our House representatives, Napoleon Bracey, he said, why do they have to go play in our drinking water?
Yeah.
For one thing, it's not playing in drinking water. Right. It is our right to get food and feed our families in that body of water. It's our right as Alabama citizens, our constitutional right to be in that body of water. But another thing is, a number that I've seen pop out was 370,000 gallons of sewage
last year
Malls has spilt into these tributaries that dump into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling us to go fish other areas that have bacteria from sewage in these other areas. Big Creek Lake is the cleanest area for us to gather food for our kids and our family. You know, it's... You ain't got to worry about flesh-eating bacteria and things like that were put in there by the company that's trying to keep us out of our navigable body of water in our backyard.
They also spilled over 6,000 gallons into Hamilton Creek, which leads to Big Creek Lake.
Right.
300,000 gallons of sewage.
Heath, you're not surprised me. This audience will tell you, I've been, since the launch of the station, my biggest thing is utilities on both sides. Yep. Eastern Shore over here.
Right.
When we had, you know, the BP money, I said, the number one thing we should do is make sure we don't dump that stuff in the water.
Right.
To me, that's an environmental.
Right.
But you look at the situation with Big Creek and say, okay, if it's about recreation, which I know, and feeding your families is one thing, but the law is the law. It doesn't care what I'm doing.
Right.
Even if, I mean, 100%. The way I see it is, if I have riparian rights, I go out there and sit and read a book.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be about me playing or not playing. I can go do my taxes out there.
Right.
I can do
Lord
knows April comes soon. But you know what I mean? Like, but like, it shouldn't even be dependent on what you're doing out there. Are you a citizen, and do you have rights? What does the law say? Now, on the same side, I mean, I don't want to have a problem with our drinking water supply.
Neither do we. I live on well water, so
me too.
But I mean,
I lived on Mobile water
for
a long time.
For the people of Mobile,
right?
Because I want a clean water source to pull my fish out of.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want them to have clean water to sell, because I want the same body of water to be clean to go fishing.
Sure.
In. So, but I mean, this is what they chose.
They did.
When they chose to 100%. Dam a navigable body of water, they chose to dam. If you look on the Army Corps of Engineers website for their dams inventory, and you look up Big Creek Lake Dam, it says primary purpose, recreation. Primary purpose,
it does.
Recreation. I can show it to you in my phone.
Very,
it doesn't say primary purpose water supply. It says primary
secondary,
purpose
actually,
recreation.
On there it is secondary water source.
Now, and we'll go to the break and come right back. I want to talk about this some, because there's got to be, I hope, like a compromise where we can say, hey, we're going to do everything to keep invasive species out of Big Creek Lake. At the same time, we're going to be able to go on Big Creek Lake. Also, we'll get y'all's text. We get back and we'll return with Josh and Heath in just minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, 122, FM Talk 106.5, and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and good to get Heath and Josh in here talking about a lawsuit that's out there specifically for this county's vacation of that portion of Howells Ferry Road, which Heath told us is how long?
2,775 feet.
That part. But then there is the bigger question about once you can access the water, about riparian rights in the state. That's why I think this is a bigger – I think people elsewhere in the state of Alabama will be watching this. This is not just us, right?
That's
this is
right.
There's a couple questions here from the text line. What about the trailer parking at the ramp? I don't know if that would be that land would be.
Yeah, some of that. I mean, that's pretty much Miles' property.
Okay. The county does own some of that property past the boat ramp.
They do.
Okay. This question is, what about, we were talking about that. What about washing boats and trailers to keep invasive species out?
I'm good prefer using. It. Yeah, prefer people to use the boat wash. It was an extra $5 added to the launching fee.
It's worth it.
But it's worth it to save the water.
Because you don't want those things in there anyway.
No,
exactly.
No,
exactly.
I mean, I talked about places I fished out west. You know, they say, hey, you got to clean these drift boats before you get in from this body to this body.
Right.
And every guide, everybody out there fishing said, okay.
No problem with it.
Yeah.
No problem with it.
Jerry in Fort Morgan says, please help me understand why we keep referring to the clowns as moths. That lake was fished in for years before this bunch of clowns decided. The clowns are your word of the day.
Right,
decided to shut down public access. Why don't we spend more time talking about the dirtbags who were appointed to the board of directors? We should be making them famous. All right, Jerry, that'll be on.
They are appointed by the city.
They're making themselves famous.
They are making themselves famous.
We don't have to do much.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. B Dark says I would never drink or use treated water. I live off well water. But listen,
that's preference.
The water coming out of Big Creek Lake is good water.
It's a good water. It's good water.
It's good water. Clean water. As far as bodies of water goes,
right.
You're gonna around have your here, problems in all bodies of water.
Would you rather have your water come off of Mobile River, which I love, but the Mobile River or Big Creek Lake?
Well, they do.
I vote for Big Creek Lake.
Well, they do have the capability though.
I know, but
who? Yeah, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. That's why I said. Let's see. I don't know. Unnamed texture. I don't mean to get really sophisticated here because I know people hate it. But what we're talking about here is the old traditional right of Englishmen, which are civilization based here in America, versus Jean-Jacques Rousseau, general will nonsense. Customary rights have always been placed in our system. Statutory laws should be checked by them at a certain level. Well, it's ensconced. Riparian rights in Alabama, you can look up the code. I mean, that's what they're, and DCNR, when Blankenship and them, they just offered, here's what the law says.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't go, well, in my opinion, he said, well, here's what the law says.
Exactly.
100%.
And Miles can't change the law.
No.
No matter how hard they try, they're not powerful enough to change the law. Now, I'll tell you who can change the law.
That's right.
That is our House, our legislation Alabama. And I will tell you that Shane Stringer.
He'd been talking. He was going with it last year, and it didn't get traction. I talked to him the other day, a month or so ago. He said he's going to refile.
Some of the verbiage changed and stuff like that. And it was
lobbied against.
Yeah. Big time.
Miles has big pockets for lobbying. We know this. They were just at an event at the new airport, and after that event was over with, their lobbyists went to work talking about protecting Mobile's drinking water supply at an event for the airport. So we know they have big pockets. They have pull on certain people, but Shane Stringer has been, I'm telling you, he has been on top of it. Yeah. One of our best allies, also Chris Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good ally. Rusty Glover also. I'm going to tell y'all your votes matter.
They do.
They really
big
do.
Time.
We're talking about constitutional rights as Alabama citizens. And these people behind us has meant the world to us. Jack Williams also.
Mm-hmm.
He was behind us early on. Now he's changing direction as far as his job goes, not as far as his opinion goes.
Yeah, his support's still there.
His support is still there, like Josh said. I'm telling you, Shane Stringer, if you give him a call, he can't answer the phone, he's going to call you right back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He'll send you a text and say, hey, buddy, I'm busy. I'll get to you. I can't say enough about him. He's
been our backbone to Montgomery.
Y'all, I'm telling you, your votes matter. Your votes matter.
That's what we tell folks here every day.
Right.
That's why we do what we do.
Right.
And but with this, the first part, and that's why he picked up the phone and called. Or he called me. We got in touch. This specific lawsuit on this vacation, I think this is the first thing that I think is a move in the right direction.
Right.
It may not solve all these other issues we're talking about.
Right.
That may take a long time, but this one here, it would put it to a point because then people would be launching boats.
Right.
Right.
Then what you going to do?
Right.
Right.
Then it's not a. Then are you going to be if you go out and give somebody a trespassing ticket, but they access from public property? Now we have a bigger question.
Were they going to call the game warden out there to patrol what they call as a private lake? I mean, people's gotten tickets and things like that on that body of water for years.
If somebody's violating the you know, creel limits or size limit, then give them a ticket.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, no fishing license.
Yeah,
you get a ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not – so for Bracey to say, you know, it's because people want – it's yes, we want to fish out there, even though the white perch in there frustrate me to death, but that we want to fish out there.
I got some buddies that can wear them out.
I know, there's people
telling you wear them out.
I run back to the Delta. I go cry. I get my butt kicked at Big Creek. But it's not, you know, it's not about that, Napoleon Bracey. It is about the right. If I want to go out there and sit in the boat and do my taxes.
Right. You should be able to.
It's the right of the citizen to do the thing.
I've met a lot of bird watchers out there, and they were watching the eagles that used to be around there. But the eagles, I think they've kind of pushed away from the lake because of all the logging that's being done around the lake, too.
That place is being raped.
They did four tracks, like, in 2 weeks right around Christmas time. Four tracks.
It's interesting that they're logging that much. I don't know if y'all have looked at timber prices. I do. They ain't great.
No.
They
do it to purchase property.
They cut those logs
correct.
And purchase.
They said that.
Okay.
They said that's what the timber tracks are for.
To purchase other, but like you said, and this is another thing, y'all can get on a map and look, there are, in the Big Creek drainage, there are private properties. Maws owns a bunch up there, but there's private properties up there.
There is.
And you said, Josh, they telling people if they got in the lake on their property, I mean, in Big Creek on their property,
right,
and paddled to
Big Creek Lake, they could be considered trespassing.
All right, what's
unlawful
next?
Entry of a critical
unlawful
infrastructure.
Entry, yep.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I spoke with Assistant District Attorney of Mobile County, someone in that office, an assistant district attorney, and he said, I can't speak specifically of Andy's case, but they are using a broad scope.
When I saw them change that, my jaw dropped.
He said a broad scope to charge people. So.
Okay. Well, y'all going to have to come back. We have more to talk about going forward.
Sir,
yeah, and do you know a day in court?
Not yet. They had 30 days to respond. Y'all, I'm telling you, the road was given to them the wrong way. We're going to get the road back. And y'all just hold true to your county commission. I will say Randall DeWitt has helped us in ways. He's working to help us out. He is. Yeah.
Good news. DeWitt. Y'all come back and see me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Gone. Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. It's a brand new year. We've got the check-in from LCM Motor Cars. David McCrary, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Sean. Yeah, here we go. Let's get it started. We've had a lot of traffic in the last few days, so I think this is going to be a really good year for everybody, car business or any other business. We got some stuff. We've already bought, I think, five this morning, and got some more here we're waiting to come across so we can look at them. And all the inventory we bought last week's all here, so it's a good time to come see us.
Yeah, and they can see you in person. We'll talk about how to get there. But also, man, the website is fantastic.
Yeah, the website, lcmmotorcars.com, on your telephone or on your desktop. It's very user-friendly. So, yeah, go check it out, and you can get to us in any way you want to via that website.
Okay, if we want to see you in person, check out that inventory. How do we find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Or you can just give us a call, 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes, David at LCM. Go check them out today if you get a spare moment. If not, tomorrow. They're always open. All right, to the text line here. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Get them the right place here. This unnamed texture from earlier, okay, adding to it, said about statutory laws. What I'm saying is the people have a customary right to the water in addition to statutory law. What these people are doing is color of law. They have no basis in customary or statutory. I would say they do, though, because it's not new, the people fishing, the people boating, doing whatever on the body of water. That's why, like Napoleon Bracey is saying, well, they just want to fish. It's just like on gun rights, Second Amendment rights, which, by the way, my buddy tomorrow, Jeff Stone from Stone Arms, joins us, talk about the changes with the tax stamp and all that went into effect on the 2nd. We'll talk about that. But when people say, well, you don't need this gun for hunting or that, you know, people say, well, I need a gun for hunting. Don't, that's not the argument. And that's, it's not about that. You shouldn't start getting into the reasons why. You have a right, you have riparian rights in the state of Alabama as ensconced in law. Now, you want to change that, then make a move on it. That's, but the law says if you access from public, with one, there's only one place I can think of that that has been different. It is a real complex legal thing. But if you access from public and you never do set foot on private, then you are, you have a right of easement. That is a riparian right. Joshua says, well water has always tasted nasty, whether Mobile County, Greene County, Mississippi, or Rutherford County, Tennessee. It, I don't know. I mean, my well water, it's, I don't mind it. Now, there's some spring water. I'm thinking about my favorite, the favorite water. And people are like, what are you talking about? Favorite water up in the mountains, south central Pennsylvania, and my grandparents' farm, what came out of their spring. I don't know what it was. It's the best tasting water I'd ever been around. But well water, you can get some places. You get a place that has a lot of iron in it and all that stuff. The well water, ugh, stains everything. Yeah. All right. This is from Tim. Says, see if I get the right one. All right. I have a problem with the way that the county commission gave over that right away, and you got some of the members that are in office now that were involved in it, and they're trying to act like they shouldn't be held accountable for it. I also have a problem with them paying salary for sheriff's patrol, their property, and takes people's names so they can file lawsuits against them. So, Tim, I know, like, on the trespassing side for Maws, they pay the sheriff's department for the people to do that. Like, they're, it's not part of the, like, the sheriff's department's not doing that as part of their regular patrol. They are paid specifically to those deputies to do that. So, that's, I know that, I do know that part of it. Like, it's not a regular patrol. Like, it's to enforce the no trespassing on the Maws, which they have all the right to say that. You can't, I mean, you can't be on their property. I don't think people are asking to tramp across their property. But that enforcement of that is done by somebody with the sheriff's department, but they are paid by Maws. Let's see. This texture says, the spring on my property feeds the lake. Well, then you got good water. That's, it's good water. Big Creek is good water. Let's see. We have, okay, more of the, we have custom and statutes on our side. I would agree. Yeah. Oh, okay, goes back. I'm sorry, this texter, please, it's 2026, give yourself a nickname on here. But that texter said, what these people are doing is color of law. They have no basis in customary or statutory. And says, no, what I'm saying is that Napoleon Bracy is using the color of law. Maws are using the color of law. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so it's custom and statute on the side. Right. It's not a new thing to be accessing the lake. It's not a new... Right. That, and what this texture is saying is, like, a lot of stuff in law, is it a customary thing? Is it novel? Well, then you have an argument. If it's not novel... That brings something to the argument. But what's specific about the lawsuit we're talking about with Heath and Josh, I think is interesting, is it's more of not how you feel, but the letter of the law, right? How you vacate, how a county, and I had to learn some about this, I'm still no expert on it, but if you have something that's publicly, you know, it's a public right-of-way, whatever, and it's going to go to a private entity, the process of letting that happen. So they said they used the wrong statute for the vacation. Like, you should have used B, but you used A. To me, that's a little more definable in the discussion versus just saying, well, I feel it's this way or I feel it's that way. Paul, well water in Mobile has a fair amount of iron in it. Okay. Well, I don't have a lot where I am, West Mobile County. I do remember, yeah, I guess we had the... well at mom and dad's house growing up that ran the, it wasn't just the, you know, I know you can get the utility service for like your sprinklers, but this was a real well. And it did have, if I remember back through the fog of decades and decades, it had some iron staining, I think, on the pipes. I'm trying to remember that right. Michael says, Hurley has the absolute best well water. Tons of wells are natural aquifers that don't even need a pump to get the water. Like a, like an artesian, just wants it come up on its own. That's cool. I didn't know Hurley, the best well water. Where are my Hurley people? I like Hurley. I didn't know that the well water. Here's one of my neighbors says, do our wells feed off the same tributary as Big Creek? No, we, John, I'm guessing no. I mean, ours are an aquifer. I mean, it may be connected somehow to Big Creek. John and I live very close to the actual creek, not the lake. But no, I think that's probably a separate. I mean, does it link somewhere? I don't know. Let me get the geologists out there can let me know. But I don't. I think it's separate. I mean, that's a, John, from your house to the creek is a good way through. Monty, sandstone well at home, nasty. Limestone well at the camp in Wilcox County, outstanding taste, smell, not so much. Yeah, you get the, remember being there in Marengo County near Thomaston for years, and we had that well water, and it was noxious. Yeah, here's a texter saying, it's sulfur and iron, smells like rotten eggs. Yes, that was the stuff I remembered up in Marengo County. Monty has it made over in Wilcox County, outstanding taste, but the smell bad. I don't think I ever got the taste of the water in Marengo County because the smell just, it was something. And if somebody ran the hot water heater with that, made it extra nasty. But there's got to be, in this discussion, because that's why I kind of pointed out that this lawsuit is specific to one part of it, right? It's specific to, okay, a public easement to the edge of the water. You get that. Now, what's the next part? Well, you can claim that you don't have access. The utility has rights that another entity doesn't have. I mean, that's what this is going to be. Montgomery, this is going to be Alabama Supreme Court stuff. Right now, unless something that I can't see happening happens, this is Supreme Court stuff. Because while it's a specific discussion and the news is about Big Creek Lake and access, if you can deny that, and not say Big Creek Lake is something other than what it's now, the tributary that's been dammed up. You have to say it's something else. You either got to say it's something else so it doesn't fall under Alabama riparian rights, or you're going to have to go change what has been known as the riparian rights in the state of Alabama. So it's I don't see, maybe somebody out there can figure out how this is not going to go. I mean, you got the lawsuit against the state, so your Ma's in this is also, I mean, everybody's suing everybody, but Ma's suing DCNR in the state of Alabama just because DCNR gave the opinion of what the law says. They were asking, DCNR said, here's what the riparian rights are. I mean, we can go back. I've read through the document at least once, maybe twice. DCNR just gave the opinion. Chris Blankenship, at a DCNR commissioner, said, here's what the Alabama law says about navigable waterways and public access. But they're getting sued as part of this. Michael says, it is artesian wells in Hurley. Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool. I mean, you see an artesian well which just pumps on its own. And this texture says, Bell Fountain was named after artesian wells. I'll be dang. How about that down the bay? Cool stuff. Learned a new one there. Appreciate that. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
To 153 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Get this update here. So Leanna has more on this on our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Of course, if you had the app, you could go right there. Our social media feeds are linked on there as well. But this is an update on that story of the shooting in Midtown. The three officers injured in the Midtown Mobile standoff. The suspects have been charged with attempted murder. This from MyNBC 15. It says three Mobile police officers are injured after responding to shots fired in Midtown Mobile on Sunday. One officer is in stable but critical condition after being shot while responding to the call around 10 a.m. on Tuscaloosa Street. Two others were injured in the accident on the way to, in an accident on their way to the scene. Officials say the suspect, 40-year-old Justin Cena, barricaded himself inside a home when officers arrived on the scene. And then they talk about what happened here. It said the time is unclear what led to the events. 34-year-old Ariel Peralt was taken into custody. City officials praised Mobile Police Department for resolving the issue peacefully. I know the mayor had talked about this yesterday. It says both Cena and Peralt are being held in Metro Jail. Okay, yeah, here's the update. Without bond, on attempted murder and discharging a firearm into a building or vehicle, the city says right now they will not be releasing the wounded officer's name. The charges against Cena and Peralt, they appeared this morning for their bond hearing. Both defendants charged with the following offenses related to the incident. 12 counts of attempted murder, including four uniformed officers and eight SWAT officers. Two counts of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Four counts of discharging a firearm into an unoccupied vehicle. And one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle, which I think was a SWAT, the Bearcat thing. The state, represented by District Attorney Keith Blackwood, requested cash-only bonds due to the severity of the offenses. Judge Wright granted the request, setting the bond at $200,000 cash-only for each attempted murder charge and $100,000 cash-only for discharging a firearm. Total bond amount for Cinia is $3.1 million in cash-only bonds, and the total bond for Peralt is $3.1 million in cash-only bonds. So bonds have been set at over $3 million in that. Wow. I mean, this is a heck of a thing here in the brand new year. And we have one of these barricaded in, you know, shooting things. DA Keith Blackwood said the defendants had claimed they wanted to commit suicide by cop. Says what he's been seen now shows something different. Blackwood says there's evidence that the pair prepared for this confrontation and wished to inflict harm on police. Blackwood said the two are legally entitled to a bond. Then we just heard that bond there. They said the pair moved from the Midwest to Mobile 3 years ago and resided on the home on Tuscaloosa Street. Lord knows I've been down that street enough times. Wow. All right, so there's $3.1 million bond for each person. All right, some levity here. I appreciate that, CB Carl. I did it. I sure did, and you're right. He said, Sean, did you just say hot water heater? As an old CB, I love redundancy, but why heat hot water? You needed to be at the dinner table growing up in my house. That's the kind of stuff that would get you. Yes, I said hot water heater. You are right, CB Carl. I screwed that up. This texture had talked about Bell Fountain, and then Leanna came in and talked about the water in Bell Fountain as well, how good the water was down there. I did not know that. This is good. I love like where you get good well or spring water. I mean, Baldwin County's got places so good that you just stop along the road up there and fill up a jug right there on the side of the road. But yeah, the Bell Fountain was a great spot for water. I would have missed that one on the test. So we got Hurley, Bell Fountain. I would say like Latham Church and that stuff going up north of Stockton. I mean, the fact that you got a place to fill up your jug there tells me the water's pretty good. Other people talking about the rotten egg smell. Yes, some places get the rotten egg smell in the water, but those places obviously don't taste good. And it's good. That water, spring water on my grandparents' farm is just the best thing ever. I don't know why, I just always loved it so very, very much. It tasted great, had no smell, fantastic. Maybe it's the fact that my grandfather worked us so hard that we'd have drank anything and thought it was fantastic, possibly. All right, let's see more on that. Okay, yeah, so no, that's the latest on the story, is the $3.1 million each in that in those bonds. Also, we had the in Sims, also on Sunday morning, officer injured in a shootout Sunday morning in Sims. What was happening Sunday morning? It said Sims police chief, a friend, told officers discovered an open door at Bowman's Auto Air on Moffett Road. Said the officers went in to secure the business, announced why they were coming in. Suspect identified as the owner, Johnny Bowman, reportedly came out of a camp trailer inside the building, opened fire at the officers, who returned fire. It's a new year. We resolved not to be shooting everybody. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. We'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all have a great one.
For more than 50 years.